Well, by popular demand, I don't know who was the popular and who was demanding, but here we are, Beyond the Boundary, a little off-season edition, Tom King, and good afternoon, co-pilot Jason Doherty.
Captain.
Great to see you. How good does it... Oh, we haven't seen each other for what? A week or so. It's been great.
Not long enough. How was Bali?
A long time ago, Tom. It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was good. It was hot.
Right.
Yes. How was the golfing trip?
Was it okay? Golfing trip was good. It was hot.
Yes. Good. Nice.
Yes. Did some footy work up there. Met with the coach of Baruga.
Right.
For a coffee. Right. A bloke called Jeremy O'Brien.
Oh, right.
He was a very good footballer up in that neck of the woods and managed to hit some golf balls, drink some of Carlton's finest. And
nice. Now, well done, you.
Now we're into it.
Yes, back to it. Yes, of course.
A couple of draftees. Well done to Joe Pike, Xavier Ivicic.
Yes.
Lockie Jakes.
Yes.
And early. River Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Who will all find AFL homes. But we're not here to talk AFL. We're here to talk local footy. And we're lucky enough to have... We're going to... A couple in the studio today, which is... This bloke's already made an impression by putting his hand up and saying, oh, I'll come in and have a chat.
Obviously got nothing else better to do with his life. Is he coming in to see us? But anyway...
Well, he's just working out how he can keep the Ferrari on track because he's been given the keys to it. After back-to-back flags, Gary Hocking stood down as coach of Leopold, and Luke Kelly, a man who has been carving a bit of a niche in the AFL circle, has made his way back to the GFNL and will take charge of the Lions as they look to go for a hat-trick in 2025, and been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Nice to get in and see how the sausage is made, as they say.
Don't look too hard.
You won't learn much. Is it, obviously we spoke about a month, I think we spoke Geelong Cup Day, actually, and I didn't want to put the analogy of the Ferrari and the keys and you can only crash it, but no doubt that's probably gone through your head a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course, when you take over from Buddha's put in such a great program and they've built such a strong list, obviously there's always a little bit of nerves and a little bit of pressure, but I think once I got in there and started to meet the players and the staff that we've got around them, it's a great place to be, and we'll just treat next year as a new year and go again.
When did Leopold first come on your radar as a potential opportunity?
Probably once I finished up at Port, it was probably within a week or two they reached out and started having some chats. Obviously in that period there's obviously a lot going on in the AFL world, the carousel and the musical chairs begin, and and then once that sort of slowed down, I was pretty keen to, if I wasn't going to be at that level, pretty keen to coach my own team. And clearly, Leopold is as good an opportunity as ever to get in there with a really strong list and put my wares to work.
Now, we've been talking because obviously a lot of change in coaches and coach land in the GFNL. It's quite advantageous that Leopold were probably the last off the rack, really, because we'd seen a few clubs early doors get some coaches. It was just a bit of... serendipity, probably, that they were sort of still looking for a coach when you became available.
Yeah, I think they had, there was probably maybe a little bit of wind that maybe would be available.
Yeah,
I think they were pretty keen, and they're led really strongly by Aaron and our footy ops in Hamish, and they were pretty strong on waiting to get the best candidate that they believed.
Yep.
And kudos to them, you know, they stuck the course, and no doubt there was pressure as everyone started to land theirs, but and that's why I didn't want to leave him too long. I thought, well, this is as good an opportunity as ever. Let's get stuck in and hit the ground running.
It's a pretty impressive Ferrari you're taking over. Like, I know you're coming from an AFL environment, but from a local football perspective, in terms of on and off the field, you know, not just the playing, but the whole thing, it's a pretty impressive gig to have.
Yeah, and again, I've been away probably 13 years from local footy, and to see the evolution and the quality of this football. And also just the resources that Leopold have, you know, that was a big draw, is to be able to, it's not AFL, and we've got to understand that there's other priorities in life, and this is part of it. But what it does allow you to do is, if you've got a 19-year-old who wants to chase the next level and try and be as professional as he can, there's vision available, there's numbers, there's going to be a coaching group together, there's that. But at the same time, if you're 30 and you're you know, ingrained player and at the highest level, you can train Tuesday, Thursday and still perform Saturday, and I think that's the beauty of where Leopold are at and the resources available is we can cater to all those players. Mm.
I just want to say congratulations, and you'll know where I'm going here. There's been a few re-signings announced last night, and one of those was Andrew Pepper, which I know will make a rival GFNL coach very happy that Andrew Pepper's playing.
The condiment's back. We love it. Yeah. That's good. When do they play South Bar? We don't know yet.
That little private war between Andrew fantastic. Pepper and... Are you aware of that? That Andrew Pepper and Mark Neal to... they're friendly now.
I think Neely got fined for it from South Bowen, actually, because I didn't think the boys were too happy that he actually went up to Andrew and said, yeah, everything's okay here. And they went, what? Jack Driver was saying, what are you doing? We love the machinations that go on.
The banter between those two.
I didn't know the specifics, but I, after hearing the boys talk about Pep and his, and in reverence of how he goes about it on the field, that doesn't quite surprise me. And we're again, fortunate to have him come back, you know, such a... Put together probably career best year last year, and with his experience, we've had a little bit of experience walk out the door. So for him to sign on again is great to sort of help lead this young group again.
Is Ollie Tate wavering about retirement?
As I said, you know, there's priorities in life. He's just had a little one, and so again, at this time of year, there's no pressure on those sort of guys. He'll sit back and he'll enjoy fatherhood for a little bit, and no doubt
he'll be a bit sick of that by January and want to play footy.
He'll come back to pre-season, so well done.
Yeah, the door's always going to be open to a quality player like Ollie, so we'll see how that one plays out.
And the other one, and he wasn't in the ones announced last night, but the one that I think is key, that I know he didn't play in the premiership team, is Max Annandale. We got a real taste of what he can do in the second half of the season. Got hurt at probably the wrong time, but you must be rapt to be able to work with a talent like that whose ceiling is... I mean, endless.
100%. And again, like Max, there's a few of those guys on this list that was a bit of the draw as well. You know, as much as we've got that top-end experience and talent in some of the older boys, a large chunk of this group is 24 and under with some pretty high ceilings, and Max is clearly one of those guys. And he's going to get his opportunity to train with the VFL, which is great. As I say to all those guys, I hope I never see you again, but if we do, we're going to be very fortunate to have someone like Max come back to us, so which is great.
Just looking at some of the outs, just like some depth players. So like in terms of your under-18s and the players who are going to step up, you keen to give them a crack at it as well at senior level?
Yeah, and you always get that in when you're having those successful periods, and with three leagues in one town, the opportunity to play senior football is everywhere. So we completely understand those guys looking for those opportunities. As you've seen, we've had some retirees, we've had some guys leave, so there's opportunities, those ones. We've made a concerted effort not to go out and recruit heavy. You know, we've got some needs that we're going to probably fill with one or two, but really the idea is to make sure these guys get their best opportunity to play senior football. And when you're chasing a third, you need to reinvigorate, and you need to add some energy. And guys that have been doing their apprenticeship in the 12 o'clock, or those young 18-year-olds that are coming through, there's going to be opportunity for them. So no doubt you'll see some new faces and some younger faces as we go along. And again, hopefully that excites the supporters as much as any.
Player we didn't see this year that came with huge raps from Adelaide was Sam Dukalskis. I believe he's right to go. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, the last time I heard, he's starting to run and put some weight through that foot. So, again, one of those guys that, you know, feels like a new recruit, even though he was around last year with the guys. So, ruck stocks are always key, to have some competition there to fight and make us better, especially with that midfield group. So, likely we'll have him for the majority of the pre-season, hopefully.
The other 11 clubs would like to know where your needs are, Luke. Where are they? Because I didn't see too many on the last day at GMHBA. There was, you're going okay. Where are the needs? What do you need?
Obviously, we lost Tev and in that back half. I think key position is always where you need, you know, once your tools go down, as much as you love playing small ball, in a league like this, there's too many strong key forwards and too many strong key defenders that you do need that little bit of extra height. So hopefully we'll bring in one or two, but then, as I said, the rest will be coming from our depth, from our twos or our under-18s, which is exciting.
The pre-season started yet? Have you done anything yet? Or a lot of GFL clubs have been getting, I think St Mary's are only going to start next week as well. Are you similar?
Yeah, I thought coming in and seeing how deep these guys have gone, to see the professionalism off-field, if anything, I probably need to rein them in a little bit. So, we're not going to go back until the 8th or 9th of December. Yep. couple of weeks before Christmas, have a good break. Again, with the season starting in sort of mid to late April, it's a long pre-season coming back too early. I'll be fried by the time we get there if we come back too early. So and then we'll just bring him back in mid-January and roll from there. So hopefully give him a bit of a breather and then build into the season nicely.
Excited about going down to Lawn Easter Saturday?
Yeah, great weekend. I get to take the family down there and introduce them to a bit of Great Ocean Road, and it'll be great. It'll be hopefully a really good atmosphere down there, and hopefully get down there, as many down there as possible.
Life for you has been AFL consumed for 12, 13 years. What is life now for you other than coaching Leopold? Do you have to come find a 9-to-5?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to enter the real world at the moment. So if anyone's got a job out there, give us a buzz.
Well, obviously, you started sort of analytical, didn't you? Is that something you want to do work-wise as well, or your passion for work something else?
I think the word analyst is very loose to how I started back in the day. I was very much more video, and I think the way the analytics is now, that is... That's a whole realm of a lot more better people out there than me to do that. So, right now, just going through the process of working out the transferable skills that can go from footy life into the real world. And now I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's next and see what skills I can grow and where that takes me. But and hopefully fits in with a bit of Leopold as well. That will be ideal.
I think the ex-football director and the ex-vice president, he only works about 3 hours a week. He'll be able to get you a job somewhere. He works in the government.
Young Matthew.
Young Arthur Fatty. He doesn't do too much. He might be able to get you a gig somewhere in the government.
I think at worst, I might just start pouring some pots out at the sporties.
Hello, Paul Kelly. So you can go out there and work with Connor Giddings.
Yeah, I was going to say all the rest.
Thinking about doing a Meet the Coach night a little bit different, where I actually pour the beers for everyone, but we'll see how we go.
Obviously, you've been at Port Adelaide. David Koch, Aaron Verlin, two completely different humans.
I haven't seen Aaron plastered across the Geelong Addy or on K-Rock or anything like that just yet. So, but again, they are important. And to be fair, they both set up pretty successful footy clubs and sort of allowed people to grow and do their jobs at a pretty good level in both cases, whether one talks a little bit more than the other. But it's all about the results on the field, and they speak for themselves.
If Leopold beats Bell Park, do you shoot Kenny a message? Just say, got him.
I was thinking at some stage I'd just print out his speech and just redo it and send it through to him and say, how do I go? But, he does love it, Kenny. He gets back as often as he can, more down Cobden way. But, he shot me a text straight away. He said, you'll love it, and great growth for you. And so he's been awesome, Kenny. He's been super supportive of me and gave me a great opportunity. I'll definitely might just flick him a screenshot at some stage, hopefully.
What you've been away for a long time, so in terms of your knowledge of the league, or you've kept an eye on it or kept a pulse on it, what's been your relationship with the league over the last few years?
Yeah, honestly, it's tough to do in the AFL because even in the AFL environment, you're only ever really across four teams at any one time while you're doing the opposition. So, sometimes you're not even across your own league, let alone elsewhere. But I do make sure that... when I do get back, I'll try and get to a game or two, or if I can get back for the GFL granny if we're not in finals, which thankfully hasn't been the case in the last few years. But, as I said, talking to a lot of people around here and picking the brains of people I trust, it's obviously and watching vision back, obviously, of the finals so far is, the level and the quality of play here is at a high level. And it's probably, sort of a professional environment without it being full-time,
professional,
which is great, and that's what you want to, because at the same time you don't want to lose that community feel. That's why you love local footy, why I was really keen when I got back here, especially Leopold. That is a really strong community. They're going to have great crowds, and you don't want to lose that part of it and isolate by getting too professional. So But at the same time, you can, like, for someone like myself who wants to keep growing and getting better, there's still that ability as well, which is great.
Luke, thanks for joining us. We wish you the best of luck. We look forward to dealing with you, especially on match day. We'll be Easter Saturday down at Lawn. We'll take...
what a day.
Are we taking the van down?
Oh,
are we going to call off the...
I don't know where we're parking it.
We'll call off the deck.
Yeah, well, I think we'll call off the deck.
I think we'll see a bit of you next year, and look forward to following Leopold's progress as you take them, hopefully, for your sake, to a hat-trick of flags.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Bellarine now. We've enjoyed calling this man, doing some fine work in the number six for Lara over the journey, but unfortunately he's departed Bisinella Oval and he's headed back to KFC Oval. It was a little-known fact that this man is actually a one-pointer. How very, very handy for Riley Kershaw and Sam Lloyd to get Dan Veagal back in a Ammo's jumper and back at Pegasus House, and he's been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. Hello, Weegs.
Boys, how are we?
How many games at Ammo's to qualify as a one-pointer?
I don't know the exact number, but I know it was enough. I little known fact, I went to primary school at St. John's, just on Paco there, so grew up really close with the Dixon boys, Scott and Nick there, and used to go back to their house after school and then wander down to, Queen's Park and trot out as my first junior footy club, yeah.
Oh, the boys will love that you've thrown them in to be on the boundary there, Weeks. Good work. They love a little bit of publicity, Nick and Scott. Don't worry about that.
They're good boys. Good man.
Now, just looking at the ins at Ammo's, lucky you are a one-pointer because there's not much... And lucky Mitch has been there before too, because there's a couple of other handy players coming there as well.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I mean, like, it was obviously, a big sort of incentive, you know, both from both of our ends, that if we were sort of both able to get in there, that the bigger picture as well is that it allows us to, bring in some more quality players that are higher on the points thing. So, it's good. It's exciting and, looking forward to it.
How hard to leave Lara, Weegs?
Yeah, well, mate, it's pretty difficult. Like, I think the one thing that I sort of, and Daisy's the same, and, a few of us, probably older boys, Dylan Jose as well, in the same boat, that, can hang my hat on the fact that we've done as much as we could, and it's just time for that next sort of wave to come through to sort of take the reins and see what can be done. So, never easy, and obviously new coach coming in, Brett, seems like he's got a good grasp on things, but I sort of said to him, as bad as it sounds, it's probably time for me to be a little bit selfish in that respect. But, at the same time, relationships were always maintained there and they were fully understanding that we're not getting any younger. And footy does have a shelf life, unfortunately.
Is it true that you actually, when you saw Majak Dawe was potentially going to be your opponent at training, you thought, no, I can't do this?
Yeah, yes and no, I've been dealing with Daisy, but as anyone who's watched knows, I tend to steer clear of playing on those boys anyway. So it's an easy get-out clause, isn't it?
Is it a little bit harder for your weeks because you play cricket out there as well in terms of the Lara connection? Like, there, you spend 12 months of the year there pretty much. So did that play in your mind as well?
A little bit. I mean, it probably helps in a sense because I'm still going to be involved, as in still around the place. And so... I've seen a few boys in the gym and just having a run around on the ovals whilst we're training at cricket. So that's good because at the end of the day, you keep those relationships and connections intact, which is most important. We'll constantly keep an eye on how they're going and that type of thing. But, it probably helps, if anything, I reckon.
Did they try and get the couple double? Did they try very hard to get Tory over the river from St. Joey's into an MO's A-grade netball dress?
Yeah, so Katie Sheringham is actually a neighbour of ours as well, so she just lives around the corner, and our very next-door neighbours, they're best friends with them. So not long after, Katie did send a message through to Tory, but look, put it this way, if grand final day had gone a little bit differently for her, may have been able to swing her across the line, but I think she's got unfinished business there at Joey's, which is fair enough.
Have you put a ring on it yet, Weeks?
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah, it was just about 12 months to the day a few weeks ago, mate. So I've done the right thing there.
Yep, very good.
We look forward to the wedding invite. That'll be fantastic. Where's that going to be? When are we actually proposing? When are we doing our vows?
That's a sore point, mate. It's soon as it gets brought up, we can't figure out what we want to do. So
right.
Because you do TBC.
Tory does understand you've got 2 weeks of the year to do it. One week between cricket and footy, and 1 week between footy and cricket.
Yeah, it's a short span. That's for sure. Yeah, makes challenging, but I'll figure it out.
Long weekend in June. Get it done then, Dan. It's just you have a weekend off.
Yeah,
and you'll be no Ballarine. Bellarine doesn't this year.
Oh, bad luck, Dan. You can't do it.
Middle weekend in July.
No, that's okay. Might have to see it. No, it's all good. But yes, I have done the deed, so to speak.
Well done.
Have you hit the track yet with the Ammos boys, or are you yet to get underway?
Yeah, it was awesome. We got stuck into it Monday night. We had a bit of a catch-up the previous Wednesday and just sort of set a bit of an agenda for, you know, what pre-season will look like and that type of thing. And, mate, it was awesome. The boys seemed like a fantastic group. I mean, I knew a few of them socially leading in anyway, but Lloydie and Kirsch, have been really good the whole way through. And no, it was just good to get stuck in. And intensity was pretty good. The quality was good. And, I loved it first night. So night two tonight, but just got to, I suppose, remind myself to just rein it back a little bit. It is November and your body's a bit older these days, so you feel it a little bit more.
Now, gamble responsibly. What's the over-under for Daisy next year in terms of goals?
Well, had you asked me before Paddy ventured back to St Mary's, it might have been a different sort of number, but he's got a number in his head that I reckon he's pretty comfortable with. But no, I think... I don't know, you'd have to tell me how many he's kicked in the last few years at both for me to... I'm an educated sort of man. I like to do my numbers before I put my bets down, so...
Well, hold that thought, because Kingy will have the number, don't worry.
Oh, no. I'm putting the over-under at 75.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, four goals again.
75. Easy.
Yeah, well, I think... It'll be good to see. If he stays healthy, I think that's a pretty good chance of happening, and... If it does, it also means that we're having some success, which is good.
Because he's got Gribble and Sutterby giving him the footy, and he's got Joe Mashburn coming as well. Like, seriously, what's going on down there? Like, come on.
Yeah. Don't forget Ferg as well. Riley Kirkman's probably
his old hat down there, so that's Christmas, okay.
Yeah, Christmas user of the footy out of the lot there. But, there's plenty of talent there, which is exciting, like I said, so... hopefully no shortage of supply for him, and you get the big fella enough looks, he'll do the rest.
Where's Sam Lloyd going to play?
Wherever he wants.
Yeah, it's probably not a question for me, mate. I'm happy to slide him in the halfback flank if he wants to. That'd be handy. But I think I imagine he'll sort of chop and change a little bit between forward and midfield, and it's a real luxury, I guess, with those other names that you said that. You know, he can sort of float in where he's needed on game day, and ripping fellow, and he'll be an awesome asset, and the way he thinks about the game is really impressive too.
Do you pay much attention to the local media with little lists and stuff like that, Weeks?
A little bit, keep an eye on things, yeah.
You know, you've made your way onto a little top sort of batters list of the last 10 seasons on the Addy website.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually. Someone sent it through just before at lunchtime, but I think it might have just been a quantity over quality thing there that I've probably played a lot of games, mate, which is maybe gets me on there.
Yeah, I think it was quantity because RK Oliver wasn't number one. Nothing against Sean O'Neill, but I reckon I reckon RK Oliver was probably the best batter of the last decade in the region.
I said before, I have a bet once I know my numbers, and I would happily, without seeing the numbers, put money on the fact that, Richie's the best bat we've had, and, he was unbelievable. Great bloke as well.
Where is he? Is he permanently home? I haven't heard...
I think he's permanently home. Occasionally see a bit of stuff pop up on social media. I have a feeling he might own a pub over there that's, like, right near the cricket ground. Either he works there or... I have a feeling he owns it, so... whatever, he sort of didn't venture too far from City's Oval and Elephant and Castle, and I think he just transitioned that to the UK as well.
I was going to say, I think he part-owned the Elephant and Castle while he was here too, I think.
He could see.
Don't hold me to that, but I have a feeling that, that's what he's doing, but it might be a good idea to just sense-check that with a few City folks.
There's not many local cricket, like I don't have a real affinity for local cricket, but there's not many that I've actually gone and just gone, where is somebody playing today, and gone and watched.
He was like Donnie Bloomfield equivalent, I reckon,
when Donnie wasn't standing on heads. Yeah. He could kick goals. He went all right. Weegs, congratulations on what you've achieved at GFNL level. Obviously, you had a little stint there at Anarchy, and talking about the gentleman you played under, Chris Moore, is actually going to join us very shortly here on Beyond the Boundary, speaking all things Invalide. But look forward to seeing what you can do at Amos. Obviously, there was much disappointment at KFC Oval about how the season finished, probably didn't achieve what they wanted to with an elimination final exit, but some very handy inclusions means it's going to be a big year next year, and always great to talk footy with you.
No, thanks boys, appreciate it. It's awesome what you blokes do for the local sport, so more than happy to jump on.
We just alluded to this gentleman in our chat with Dan Weigel, and I do speak of the coach of Invalide. He was co-coach in 2024, but couldn't find anybody to do the job with him, so he's riding solo next year, and he's been good enough to walk his way down from the Sir Charles Hotham. Hello, Maury.
Is this the way the interview is going to go, is it?
This is going to be started well.
Jace, this is going to be an interesting 10 minutes.
Chris, yes. It's just banter.
Just banter, yeah.
How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. How's your off-season been? Because you've had a longer one than Invalide's probably had in recent years.
Yeah, and I appreciate you reminding me about that every time we talk. It's been good. It's been fruitful, and we've taken advantage of having an extra 4 weeks than the clubs used to. So, yeah, it's been good.
Fruitful. 17 players new into the club.
Look, that was the photo that was taken on the first night. It's actually a few more than that. It's been good. Look, we identified, especially probably after the seniors and reserve flag, you know, in... 23, that, you know, we had a fair few players in the twos that were at the end of their journey and into their 30s and probably looking for something else. They got their flag, and which was great. So we had a void last year, and we didn't fill that. We didn't realise that so many were going to probably turn away. And I'm talking about mainly twos footballers.
Yep.
We had to go out and get aggressive for recruiting for seniors and reserves.
The name that obviously everybody's going to get drawn to is Guy O'Keefe. I know you probably want to keep him under the radar, but he hasn't played footy. I think his last stint was when he was at Port Arlington 7 or 8 years ago. But how's it come about that you get somebody of his quality, although advancing in years, but he's a Matheson medalist and, you know, at his best was one of the best going around in local footy?
Well, the funny story is he was the first to sign, which was great. So, yeah, look, he's a good mate of Casey Meehan's.
So he plays poker with him?
I'm not saying that in case Casey's page is listening. I'm not sure.
She plays poker too.
All right. Well, you know more about him than me, mate. So maybe you should interview yourself.
How's this poker going? And where's the invite? What's going on here?
Hang on a minute. Casey Meehan is one of the better local poker players.
Really?
Going around. His partner, Paige, is not a bad player as well.
How does he get any time when he plays cricket and footy? What's going on there? Gee whiz.
Well, he's got no kids.
Yeah, that's the deal. Right. Good one. Working.
Yeah. So anyway, Casey, obviously over a game of poker, you can now say that, Kingy, had a bit of a chat with Guy, and it was something that the Guy wanted to get back into, and which was fantastic. So we had a chat, and he just wanted to go back and enjoy his footy. So probably had some unfinished business, when you're 34 and you haven't played for as long as Guy hasn't, so we're just, you know, kid gloves on him, just getting him through probably... He needs to do the work, but getting him through pre-Christmas and then obviously ramping things up going into round one.
The other name that jumps off the page to me is Bo Collins from Bell Post Hill. And to be honest with you, Daniel Maher's a good player for Bell Post Hill as well. So you've done well there getting, as you said, depth-wise in terms of making sure that it's possibly not your top six, but then your next core group of players in your team to be pretty strong.
Well, we knew that, and I said this earlier, when someone asked, you know, the players that were leaving, like they told us early, So, which, you know, they're all premiership players, and it was great for them to be able to, you know, and two going on to try out for GFL footy. Great. Well done. You know, hopefully they come back at the end of their GFL journey and continue to play for Inverleigh. So we knew the gaps that we had to fill. So, yeah, we got to – and look, we – you know, as I said to you, we've got over, or well over 20, but, you know, we've probably gone through 60 interviews, you know, and that's just the nature of the beast of local footy at the moment.
Do you charge them for a feed when you get them in for the interview at the Hotham?
Look, you've got to be pretty special to get a palmy. Really special to get a crumb snags. So if you walk in and get a glass of water, things aren't going to go too good.
The other one is Josh Viney as well. Like, you've pulled a captain of a club that was also I think he was the GDFNL MVP.
Yeah, look.
Was that the Athlete's Foot MVP? We made him mention Michael Bordevalis.
Michael Bordevalis, the only 30-year-old with a top knot running around in the GD. So, yeah, look, was one of those ones that I've coached against Vines for a few years now, and he just reminds me of Dalton Grundle. Probably better kick than Dalton, and I won't tell him that. But so we just thought that, you know, he's just a quality player, and as I said earlier, you make a message, and or you do a message, and if you don't get, sometimes you don't get a response, and sometimes you get appreciate the text, and Josh got back to me, which was great. So that was 6 or 7 weeks in the making, and just before pre-season started, we got his signature.
Now, of the outs, and you said a couple out who are going to the GFNL, you don't see too many going to Springvale Districts. How the hell is Matty Tyquin going there? Does that work?
No, so Matty's moved out of Bannockburn, sold the house, and moved to Melbourne with his partner.
Okay.
So it was just, and as I said, we knew that early. So it's just convenience for Matt to be able to play locally, which is great for him.
And Adam Donoghue's obviously the other one to go and link up with Brad Circuit.
Yeah, Brad Circuit tried to book his Bucks party in the Hotham the other week. And
see you, Brad. Thanks.
I said, no, thanks, bro. No, I did let him in. But it's, obviously Brad and Buck have got a long history together, and Brad come out and helped Buck out and actually, you know, got the club a flag for the first time in a long time. So I think Buck went and repaid the favour you know, which is great. But the amount of work and effort that Adam put into the Inverleigh Footy Club, you can't begrudge him anything. So, yeah.
From a league perspective, you know, you've said you've got, you know, 20 new ones in the door. It looks like most of the clubs have recruited pretty well in the off-season as well. The standard of the league was pretty good this year in terms of, you know, the quality amongst the teams. It looks like it's even gone up another standard now.
Well, you got upset last time I told you about you being in the GD for so long, Jace. I won't mention that. But sort of what sort of happened was you got your fixture, and you nearly had the finals sort of rounded out before the season even started. Well, that's no longer the case, you know. And you know, the story of probably this one of the stories of last year, apart from Belmont, was North Geelong. Mm-hmm. You know, so they were rebuilding, and all of a sudden they finished on top of us in the ladder and nearly pushed into a finals berth. So it is just going to be each week. So, yeah, look, some of the clubs, and I think probably the thing that's changed in the GD over the last 5 or 6 years is the top-end talent's got so much better.
Yep.
You know, like, so you wouldn't have seen a Luke Delhouse running around in the GDFL 5 years ago. So, yeah, look, there are some elite players there. So for us to pick up those players helps us, but it's still hard work to get, you know, to get where we want to go.
You're looking forward to playing Great Western up at Bell Post Hill? Haven't they changed their name? Or did Great Western change their name to Bell Post Hill? Yeah, right, fair enough.
After I took Dan and Bo, I don't think I'm very welcome at Bell Post, so I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the fixture. I'm hoping I'm playing there this year.
Round one, who do you lead off with?
So we've got Winchelsea at home round one, which is good. So I think it was 3 away games at the start of this year, so it's good to get one at home early and gives everyone the opportunity to come out and have a look, especially at all the new blokes. So, yeah, so round one winch, which will be good.
Yep, and they'll be stronger, although losing Jordan Gould's going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, and some of the ones, and I looked on your website or web page or whatever you call it, Kingy, and the ins and outs, and some of the names you don't know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like there could be some players that are real top-end talent that we just don't know. So until, you know, round one, or maybe you get to be able to sneak to go and watch a practice match. You just don't know. Yep. So round, and especially you can't watch footage of anything. So yeah, that's the real one. You just got to worry about yourself round one.
Will
yeah.
you practice match? Are you planning? You didn't do much in the practice match space this year, did you?
We did one last year. I probably got that wrong, but I just thought at the end of last year we were just physically and mentally banged up. Blokes needed a rest. We'd played a lot of extra games over the last few years, but with the influx of the new players, we'll have a minimum of two.
Yep.
Not sure against who that'll be at this stage. Haven't got that far, but yeah, we'd love two, not to travel too far. So yeah, hopefully we might be able to get a Ballerine side and something else along those lines.
How's the pub going?
Pub's going good. Yes, nice and busy. I appreciate you asking my wife whether I could come up here, because I wasn't game to ask her.
Did you really?
I said, look, can you come on the podcast? Because he said, I'm busy, but I'm happy to come on, but you've got to go and check with my wife.
Mate, I'm off to training tonight. I'm very rarely there. I'm a special guest star at the pub at the moment. So, to wander up in the afternoon.
He's soft in his old
age. I am soft. You lose a house, you get more smarter. Don't worry about that.
Well done.
So the next four weeks, it's 4 weeks till Christmas, isn't it? So you get hammered. Busy.
Yeah, look, hopefully everyone behaves himself and we just go low key and do a few crumb snags and a few schooners. Tom.
Oh, I love it. Jared Bacon was the other one you picked up, left out of Anglesey's grand final team.
Yeah, look, that's actually been 2 or 3 years in the making. We contacted him a few years ago. He's around the Inverley area. So it was just one of those ones that he still had some unfinished business in the BFL, and all of a sudden we made the phone call this year and fingers crossed, and yeah, it was good to get Bakes across, and he's really impressed me on the track. So probably one of the things I don't get to do is go and watch a lot of Ballerine games. Mm. Usually locally, if we've got the bye, I can sneak to a GFL game, but yeah, Ballerine's something I don't really get to look at. And he's a good size, good mover. So yeah, he'll be, and a lot of experience, which is good.
I know it's your former club, Aniki, but they got a big night Friday night. I think Kyle Connor Kent's mum.
Kyle Kent now, yeah. Yep. So they're doing a 2020 cricket match, which is footballers against cricketers. And all the money raised goes to Kyle's family, which is good. I haven't met his mum before, I don't think, but Kyle's a ripping bloke. I've coached him for a few years, and yeah. Hopefully the club raises some money for a much-needed cause.
Tom Stewart's the guest umpire, I believe, too. Jake Mawson using his connection there with Stewie from the South Barwon days to come out and wonder if I put him in the white coat. And
absolutely.
And the white hat.
Well, Wayne Moore's devastated because he thought he was going to get either a bat or a bowl, or at least the other end of being the umpire. So, yeah, Toothy will be behind the bar. So,
where he should be. Yeah.
Toothy's not playing for the cricket club?
No, I don't think he was selected. So,
yeah. He'd be loving that too.
What, there's no more in the cricket team out at Aniki?
No more.
No more. We're talking about no more. Time for you to go because you've been called back to work, apparently. Apparently they've clocked off early on one of the job sites.
No worries at all. And I'll get that $1.20 Amy for parking later in the week.
Always a laugh with Mr. Moore when he comes here.
Yes, no, he's good value.
Doesn't very take himself good, too seriously.
Very good value he is. Well done.
And doesn't mind taking the P155.
Yes, well done.
News, what have we got?
What have we got? Wow-wee. Well, firstly, I just wanted to congratulate Logan, the Wagner.
Yep.
On his raising of his money. He went for 24 hours for the Breast Cancer Network a few weeks ago.
So it was run 1 kilometre.
Yeah.
Bike 2 kilometres,
yeah.
A stationary bike, and stationary row 1 kilometre. I think he did 70 rounds.
That's amazing. Raised $16,000. Yeah, that's so. The piano tuner, we salute you at Beyond the Boundary. Well done for that.
What else have you got?
There's a few, obviously a few new coaches. What's going on there? Mm.
A few new presidents.
Tell me.
Right.
I don't get into the president space.
Actually, should have touched on with Chris Moore, the new president of St Mary's, is actually Chris's sister, Sally Flynn, who will create some sort of history, not only become the first female president of St Mary's, but she'll also be the first president of any Geelong region club who is a King's Council.
Is she really?
Yes.
KC.
And the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? That's nice.
Aaron Keating, not the Adelaide Premiership ruckman, is the new president of Newtown and Chilwell, replacing who has done a power of work in Sean McWilliam.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's...
I don't know of Aaron's background. You've got more of a Newtown bent than I have.
I know he's been involved in the junior side of the football. I think his kids have been playing there. I don't really know of him, but that's their big shoes to fill.
Dale Purcell is stepping down at North Shore.
When's their AGM?
Next week.
Okay.
He's next week.
Well, that is a tough job, and he has done an amazing job there for a very long time.
Matt Gibson, I believe, is stepping... Well, he indicated to us he was stepping down at Colac, but I haven't
really
heard if there's a replacement yet.
They're all not moving forward. They're moving backwards.
Stepping back.
Well, they've got their coaches now, so that's good. Yep. Co-coaches. He's going to go okay on the field, isn't he, Seb Ross?
I would have thought.
Gee whiz.
With Jace Armistead.
Yeah, that's a good pair, I think.
Great to have Jace back in local footy.
Absolutely.
He hadn't left. He was coaching Modders Twos next year.
Yes. Well, speaking of twos, Andrew Merriman has gone to Port Melbourne from the Twos at St Mary's.
Yes, to link up again with Brendan McCartney.
Yeah, so that's good for him.
Well, they've had a relationship dating back 30 years.
Yes, many years, so that's good.
And Will Sexton's also gone there.
Has he?
As an assistant coach.
Has there been any movement in the assistant coaching ranks at South Barwon?
Andrew Hodson has gone to Werribee.
Right.
And I don't know what I can say here. You know is probably what I know.
Oh, well, I don't know. I know there's been having some interviews for some coaches at South Barwon.
Assistant coaches.
Assistant coaches, yes.
Who might have some senior coaching experience.
Absolutely, yes. Good. Yes, two very well-credentialed people, I think, are going to join that coaching staff.
Right. Is Nathan Brown going to play at South Barwon next year?
If he gets his hip done, yes, I think he might be. Yep. Yes, I think that's a pretty pretty good thing to do.
So Mark Neild, obviously, assistant coach to Collingwood when Nathan Brown played in that premiership team in 2010. We're talking, the other president, Sarah Naylor, has stood down as chair Geelong West. The name I keep hearing is Tony Costa, but I don't know whether that's been signed, sealed and delivered yet.
Big job there. Yep. That club.
Darren Bennett's gone out of the frying pan and into the fire.
I saw that.
President of Cryo.
What do you reckon the dinner table discussion is with Darren, Linda and the Bennett boys?
Yep.
Just footy, just Cryo.
So Darren president, Linda secretary, Joel coach and Toby vice captain.
That's what you do, which is good. Bennett He'll be good as a president.
Bennett Football Club.
Yeah, Bennett Football Club. He'll be very good, Darren, as a president.
I don't know of any other changes presidents-wise at clubs that I'm been made aware of.
No,
I don't think so. Bellarine seems to be fairly stable.
Yes. Queenscliff won the best club, didn't they?
They did. Yes. AFL Vic. Yep.
Ali Waite, very good. Yep. Well done, leading down there. Good work.
Absolutely. What else have we got news-wise? Oh, James Hose, talented Bannockburn,
yes.
Won the Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. He's actually got a crack up at Werribee.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's good.
He's deciding between St Joseph's or West as his GFNL interchange club.
Okay.
If he gets on the list, but even if he doesn't, he'll play GFNL, I believe.
Yeah, very good.
Is Jack Buckley playing football anywhere next year?
Well, I think he's playing. If he's going to play, I hear it's Uni Blues. I hear he's playing in Melbourne because he works up there and lives up there, and it's going to be a bit difficult for him to get down here. So the book lovage may be up there.
An apology to Michael Rudd, who I was told was playing in Melbourne.
Right.
That is not correct.
Playing at the Marys?
Staying at St Marys.
Oh, very good.
Yep. Staying at St Marys. Has he gone to Port Melbourne?
I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me if he has moved from Carlton.
With Jan Qualman.
Yes, I saw that too.
Yep.
Charlie Lazaro from North Melbourne.
Going
to Port Melbourne.
Right.
Yes.
And having where is his interchange?
Not too sure at the moment.
Right.
Not too sure. We might have to follow that one up.
Geelong Category B delisted rookie Joe Furphy, I believe, is of interest.
Really?
Yep.
Locally?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Nice.
I suspect he's probably in America watching his brother play NBA.
Probably, yes. He's going okay.
Cooper Ward, the Ginger Ninja from Barwon Heads.
Yes.
St Joseph's.
Yeah, St Joseph's.
Right.
The Chafer at St Joseph's.
Oh.
Wow-wee.
I know Grovedale aren't happy.
Oh, well, no. Well, when you lose quality people and players, it's always difficult. But, you know, Mitch is... I don't know, how old's Mitch?
played in the Falcons flag, I reckon, in 17. So add 8, so 25, 25. 26.
He's probably thinking, I've got 4 or 5 years left. He might be wondering whether Grovedale are 4 or 5 years away. He might not have the time. So he's gone to somewhere where he thinks they might go okay.
Jack Broman.
Yes.
Don't rule it out that he might wear a Bannockburn jumper next year.
Wowee.
Yep. Talking about Bannockburn, Butch Shaw.
Yeah, back as assistant coach.
He's under his old teammate, Ronnie Pilgrim.
Yes, I ran into him last week. He is looking forward to it. They're on the track, and good. He said they're looking good.
Yep. There's been a lot of player movement.
Anybody not playing at Bowen Heads this year? Every second post from K-Rock Football is Bowen Heads.
Damien McMahon. Wow. Yes. Nobody. No, that is one.
Didn't see that one coming. That is, he was going to St Arnold, wasn't he?
He was. So, well played by Sam Schaller and everybody at Bowen Heads, who obviously we saw them through the GFNL finals, and everybody just assumed they were there to watch Charlie Sprague, who's not
leaving. And Damien is. It's amazing, isn't it? That's a great pickup for them.
The man with two first names is coaching Leopold's under 18s.
Yes, he is. Luke Justin, well done. Yeah. Good work. Well
done. So there's that. I just want to touch on, this name might not mean anything to anybody, but your GDFL bent, you might recognise it. James Ferguson Reynolds.
James Ferguson Reynolds.
Played at Bannockburn.
Oh, yeah, I sort of know the name.
Don't think he played any senior footy.
No.
But he's a punter with Boise State.
Right.
In the US college system.
Okay.
Was just named the Mountain West's Special Teams Player of the Week.
Right.
Landed some monster punts in a must-win game.
Yeah, right.
They are actually ranked 12th in the US.
Really?
Yep. And they are the new college football playoff. Boise State will be part of that. And they are not, they're not your Alabama's.
No, they're not the big
Ohio State's, Notre Dame's of the world. They are. Yep.
It's amazing how you can get somewhere.
Yep.
Just doesn't matter how you get.
And he's doing it very, very well.
Yeah, right.
What's Tyler Watts doing?
I don't know. What is he doing?
Well, there's, I believe, a couple of clubs have spoken to him.
Really?
Mm.
Not staying where he is now?
No.
Right. Okay.
What's Dale Kerr doing? My understanding was for North Geelong. Played last year at St Arnold.
Right, is that where he went?
Yes. With Blake Grant.
He was at Gravy before
that. No, sorry. No, he would have been Donald. Sorry, with Blake Grant.
He was at Gravy the year before that.
He was. Yes. He was going to Motowari.
Oh, right.
Through his link with Jason Armistead.
Right.
Is he still going to Motowari?
I don't know. Interesting.
Mm.
Interesting.
So wait and see on that one.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to give a name here because in just the player is dealing with a ruptured ACL potentially.
Ooh.
But he was one of the stars of a club's September campaign, and the club is now waiting for confirmation of an ACL suffered while playing touch football.
Oh, no. What league was that?
The touch football league. No,
good work, because I was going to say, we'll narrow it down from a league to 15 teams.
Put it this way, his coach rates him very, very, very highly.
All right. Well, you tell me off air and then I'll tell everybody outside. So that's right, fine. Cool. That's good.
What's Buddha doing?
Don't know. What is he doing?
Playing golf.
Playing golf?
Yep.
Is he?
Yep.
Will he be at Leopold Games, do you think? He'll just be sort of circling around just like...
Well, one of his daughters plays at Leopold.
Yep.
Son, Lockie, plays at St. Joseph's. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
He'll be around.
He'll be floating around.
I'm sure he will be. I'm sure he'll... call past the K-Rock box on occasion.
Cause all sort of mirth and mayhem.
That's exactly right.
Have you got anything else for us?
What else? No, I think that's about it.
AFL Bowen AGM is tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think nothing.
Nothing changes.
There's any even change to the commish because Michelle Gertz is the longest serving. She goes off next year.
Yeah.
After that, I think
they're pretty stable.
It's fairly stable. Yeah. And the Ballerine and the GFL will host their very ceremonial
5-minute AGMs.
The only thing that comes of interest out of that is whether they change presidents. I don't understand Mick Fitzgerald's moving on after only 1 year. Mm. Pete Kelly, you know, this tells you how, like, it has to exist for a reason, the GFNL board.
Yeah.
The president lives in Casterton.
Yes, well,
which tells you how important it is.
It's like the king and queen. It's just ceremonial. Yeah. That's okay.
So unless there's life memberships.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard any.
GDFNL is in a fortnight.
It is.
AGM. Is Neville.
And continuing on.
For a 41st year.
Yes, as you do. Yes.
It's quite incredible.
It'll never be matched. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He's still going. I'll see him on Saturday night as well at the little GD, little breakup thing that we go to. Then I get a little invite too, and it's okay.
So you'll have some more information
when
lots
of more information for you at our next podcast meeting.
Fortnite, we'll do one more before Christmas.
Oh, why not? We'll get some jingles going. We'll wear a Santa hat. Why not?